Hare Krishna. When knowledge curbs desire, devotion conquers desire. So while knowledge curbs desire, that means that knowledge in terms of philosophical understanding is the means by which we can curb desires. Where desire refers to selfish desires for gratification in this world. So when the more philosophical knowledge we have, the more we can curb selfish desires, the more we can tolerate, and we get the impetus to reject those desires which are injurious for our long-term well-being. So curb desires. But at the same time, curbing is not the same as conquering. You know, it is only knowledge may help us to understand, okay, this is undesirable, this is counterproductive. I should not get entangled in this. So knowledge helps us to curb desire. But then it is devotion that conquers desire. Conquer in terms of enabling us to go beyond the temporary, the allurement of the temporary pleasures of this world to the irresistible higher pleasures that are available in our spiritual relationship with Krishna. And that's why the Bhagavad Gita, in its flow from 2.59 to 2.61, talks about this elevation from knowledge to devotion. In 2.59, it talks of people who have yatto yapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham manaha. It states that even people who have knowledge, vipaschitaha, those who are really discriminating, those who can understand what is right and wrong, even such people, so they are not only discriminating, but they are also endeavoring. Yatto yapi kaunteya, yatto, they endeavor also still. Indriyani pramathini, the senses are so wild and impetuous that haranti prasabham manaha, is drag away the mind. So similarly, now if we move forward, Krishna says that, oh, this is 2.60. Then he says next verse 2.61 that what is the way to overcome the situation? It is, he says that we need to rise beyond it by getting a higher taste. That he talks about 2.61. Tani sarvani sanyamya yukta sita matparaha vashehi asya indriyani tasya pragya pratishthita. So he says, tani sarvani sanyamya. But actually, conquering all these things, curbing all our senses, yukta sita matparaha yukta sita. Being well situated, matparaha. Being fixed in Krishna, then vashehi asya indriyani. Vashehi asya indriyani, that means we control our senses, and matparaha, we fix the consciousness in Krishna. Matparaha, fixing the consciousness in Krishna, refers to actually becoming purified, becoming elevated, becoming devoted to Krishna. And by that devotion to Krishna, what happens? Krishna has hinted that in 2.59 when he says, param drishtva nivartate. By a higher taste, we become peaceful. So in this way, by the practice of bhakti, we become elevated. And whereas the philosophical knowledge in terms of understanding, this is material, this is spiritual, this is body, this is soul, we can actually curb desire. And by the practice of bhakti, we can conquer desire. Thank you.